Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thank you, Jen, and welcome to a special edition of the Atlantic Access Podcast. This one special in that we recognize the selfless acts of recording artists, singers, songwriters, and such, who are eager to share their talent with the rest of the world. This week featuring David R. Elliott, whose brand new album, Common Street, took years to prepare and record, as it is a very personal project for him. And in an equally selfless act, has decided to take the proceeds from the sales of this project and donate them to a St. John food bank. Listen for the full story as we visit with David here shortly. Let's get right to the music. David actually released two projects in December, so let's get it started with a splash from his four-song EP, On the River, the title song now on Atlantic Access.
On the river, where the ferry lands at Reeves Point, forgive me if I watch the horizon too long. There's a sun and it jumps through a patchwork of trees. Calesia, I can take it with me. On the hill, where we dance to a small set of the wind at our backs and dust on our heels. Now we talk out our memories on four spinning wheels. How it feels. Apples falling off trees in autumn means I'll build your fire. We'll sit around it and wonder out loud where until we get tired. Until we get tired. On the river, where the ferry lands at Reeves. If I watch the horizon too long, blue. or it's almost blue, or it's shades of blue like it's supposed to. When you're young, everything is true, or it's going to be true. Or it's kind of true, or it's mostly true when you need it to.
Song from the new album Common Street from David R. Elliott here at Atlantic Access. We have David on the line. How are things today?
Very well.
So an exciting new project you have here. We're going to get into it big time here in a few minutes, but you have such a deep history in the maritime music scene. I thought maybe we could take a second and express to our listeners, they might have caught you in action before.
Oh, yeah. I started playing shows 16 years ago now in the all-ages scene in St. John when I was in high school. I had like a punk band here at the time called The Crying Shames with my best friend Jeff Arbow. We were playing around the local scene and causing a ruckus and just kind of doing noisy punk stuff. And then I got into the sort of singer-songwriter aspect as I was getting older. And then I moved to Halifax and the whole new music scene there. So I ended up starting to work with Mike Trask a lot, who I think is kind of like, he's a friend of mine, but also someone I really look up to and obviously respect a lot. And Plaskett probably heard me through Charles, I can only assume, because like they, of course, go back because they, in the 90s, they did a lot of work together.
You mentioned your friendship and professional relationship with Mike Trask dating back years, but yet I think on this project, Common Street, you went to Charles.
The last record I did before this was Strawberry Grass, and we did that at Mike's studio in Memramcook, the MRC recording, and that one I really kind of let Mike do whatever he wanted, because I really do enjoy that process of having a producer and being a performer and, you know, letting someone take the reins and take it in a different direction. And Common Street's really important to me, and it's really the album that I've been wanting to make kind of my whole life, and so it was important for me to produce it myself. I wanted to go to Charles, one, because I love Charles and I love the Echo Chamber, and two, because I wanted to be able to work on it at my leisure. I didn't want to have a deadline that I had to adhere to. I wanted to be able to go to the studio whenever the spirit sort of took me and take my time. And I really did. I worked on the album for a good 3 years. I worked really hard on the writing, harder than I ever worked before. And I did a lot of research and a lot of long writing sessions of like really focusing on the craft and what I was doing. And then the production of it was a really long process because I wanted to make sure it was perfect and recorded and re-recorded and rewrote and re-recorded, that kind of thing. So I had a lot of great musicians involved, but I really wanted to be in charge of every aspect of the album, and I wanted to take my time.
You mentioned it's a very personal project for you, and I want to get into that here a little bit later, but first I want to play a couple of tunes, including On the Run. I think a lot of people can relate to that title. I think we've all been on the run at some point in our lives from something.
That song, for me, really was more about getting older and trying to gracefully become an adult. So for me, like, I've always been an artist, and I've always been sort of, you know, fly by the seat of my pants. I've lived in a lot of weird situations, and I've lived in poverty a lot, and I've had a lot of different run-ins with like drugs and just, you know, things like that. And I've always had a hard time trying to sort of be comfortable becoming like a stable adult person.
Mm-hmm.
That song is sort of about like getting to a point where like you're sort of seeing that happen and trying to get comfortable with it and dealing with your past, but not like trying to erase the past, but accepting that the past is the past.
And from the album Common Street from David R. Elliott, this is On the Run on Atlantic Access.
I take the bus more freely now when I come where I'm from. You can remember me as the one you are running from. I see the trees dote over me. I'm on the run. I take the one less cheaply now when I drink after work. You can reach out to me. I'm the one you are loving. I see the leaves fall over me. I'm on the run. I see the cracked shingles in the back scattered on the grass. We can pass my last bus. I see the last embers in the ash burning in my grass. Shadows on the path hollow. I see the key reach out from me. I'm on the run. Take your trust more freely now when I reach out for it. You can rely on me. I'm the one. Walk walking home, I see the fire's on the sidewalk all in rows. No one knows I'm in love with this feeling. It's appealing, it's where I wanna go. No one knows. Oh, sunshine sets out my window, breaking the back door. Bring on the snow. Carmarthen, you're my rising, and your eyes is where I've been, and where I'll go when I'm alone.
David R. Elliott featuring the album Common Street this week on Atlantic Access. We just heard the track Carmarthen. Not familiar with that word. Did you just make that up?
The Carmarthen is a street in St. John.
Oh!
So, to be honest with you, Elliott Carmarthen is my favorite track I ever made, I think. I really feel like that song is a real achievement for me from a writing perspective. I was living in this place on Elliott Row that was top of the street was Carmarthen going the other way, and that's sort of where the sun would set. So sitting on my stoop on the bottom of Elliott Row, you know, in the early morning or like in the evenings, this song sort of is trying to capture that feeling of sitting on that stoop. But for many people, and for me at that time, my horizon was just like the top of the street. I took my time on that song. It definitely took the longest to write. For me, this album is very aggressively about St. John and being a working class person in St. John. And I think that's something that I care about very deeply. And I'm very proud to be from St. John, and I like being here still. And to me, Common Street, a logical next step from the works of Alden Nolan. Alden Nolan wrote poetry about St. John and people in St. John in a really beautiful and, I think, accurate way. And I sort of was trying to channel that a little bit as well. Like, anyway, yeah, I was reading a poetry collection, I don't remember which one, and there was a poem in there by Helen Gray called The Common Street. It just struck me as being so St. John that it kind of clicked. It made more sense to me, the overall project.
It's been out now since Christmas Day, and you've made a very bold move in deciding that all proceeds from the sale of the album, and I presume the individual songs from it as well, because that's how the world works nowadays, you're going to be paying back. You're going to be moving that forward, eh?
So I'm going to release the album just on Bandcamp. I mean, eventually I'll put it on streaming services, but it will be pay what you can. But any proceeds that we get from that, we're going to give to the North End Food Bank here in St. John.
We're going to spin the next tune here is the only song on the album that you do not sing. Yeah, Becky Simon is your vocalist on a song called "The Something About the Way," that obviously speaking of a very difficult situation, from a woman's perspective, really.
Yeah, actually, that song is about my grandmother on my dad's side, Nanny Elliott. Basically, Nanny Elliott, she had 10 kids with this guy. And she basically had to try to find a way to escape that situation, like basically to save the kids. There was no way for her to actually support all 10 of the kids, you know. So she actually had to choose which kids to keep with her and which kids to send into like foster home. To me, is like a superhero type stuff. Like,
so how did you decide on Becky?
Well, Becky's incredible, and I knew that she would be able to get something out of the vocals that I wouldn't be able to do myself. Really kind of worked on that song over a lot of time with a lot of different people's ideas and really shaped it into what it became.
She nails it, and I can't wait to spin it here. So we're going to do that and follow it up with Good Morning Heartache. Right now, Something About the Way, featuring Becky Simon from David R. Elliott's latest album, Common Street. Thank you so much for this, David.
Oh, thank you for having me.
On Atlantic Access.
do it, Jen. She says, I'm coming home, I'm being yours again. But the faith she found couldn't be deep enough, deep enough. When she says she's gonna leave me still, I can tell she's serious. I can tell she's serious. She's serious.
Morning heartache, I got something new. Comes in this bottle that I hold on to. Shiny plastic, red and not to chew. Sail, come with me when I do come to, and I will. One pill, one, two. Good morning, heartache. It's the afternoon. Let's get to walking till we can't find room. Blue silk and sinking into you in tune. Sail, come with me, baby. Dreams come true when I do take you one, two. And I will. One pill, one, two. Starts pulling down. I can't control it, all the motion, and I'm drowning sound. Empty room. Your pins and needles that my dreams can't choose. A stucco ceiling floating into fumes. I can't control you. You're a blue-gray bruise, and I will. One pill, one, two. And I do take you one, two. Thank you.
Good Morning Heartache from David R. Elliott and the new album Common Street on Atlantic Access. To support the St. John Food Bank, go to davidrelliott.bandcamp.com. The Atlantic Access podcast is a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, see entertainmentplus.ca. Our bonus track this week is from Rose Cousins, a very well-established recording artist here in the East Coast, a multi-award winner, even a Grammy Award nominee. For her last project, Rose is getting set to release Bravado in February, followed by what you'd call a mini tour of Atlantic Canada. We'll have much more on this in the weeks to come. So let's spin the first Emphasis track from the new album. This is The Fraud on Atlantic Access.
Tell me, how do you make it look simple? Falling down deep into love. It takes all that I have just to stand here and more not to run. Your eyes are enough to convince me and make me go tearing it down. Nothing I've learned about love in the past could convince me to stick around. But
a new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.